My name is Arnold Schumann, and I'm at the University of Florida at Citrus Research and Education Center.
You discussed the varieties you would think are good for cups.
Well, fresh fruit varieties are desirable because that's what the business is about. It has to be high-value fresh fruit. And then really we cater to the consumer demands or preferences. So seedless fruit is important. You need to be able to grow seedless in the cups, meaning that in the absence of pollinators, but still produce fruit. So two things there are: you need to have varieties that will successfully make fruit without any bees or other pollinators. But secondly, they need to produce seedless, completely seedless, preferably fruit. And there's a pretty long list that'll do it. And some of them switch. They produce seeds when they're grown outdoors, completely seedless in the cups, which is very good. Sugarbell is one good example. Fairly recently released University of Florida variety, the Sugarbell. We demonstrated its seedlessness in the cups. And then there's W. Murcott. There are a whole long list of others. Bingo is another University of Florida variety recently released, completely seedless. Okay, so that's the seedlessness. Earliness is important. You generally, market prices are better in the early season than the late season. And other things are important too. Getting the fruit off the trees earlier rather than later allows you to manage the blocks and the groves for other things like pest control, freeze protection, and so on. And it also eliminates some of the risk of damaging fruit directly from freezes if you get them off before the peak of winter temperatures.
It's hot inside of cups. Tell us how much hotter and how that impacts your selection of fruits.
Yes, that's probably the most single important climatic factor that changes in the cups. It's 6 degrees approximately hotter on a sunny summer day and about 3 degrees hotter, about half that, on a winter sunny day. And at night it equalizes approximately. Outside of the cups versus inside of the cups, about the same. So, which is good because you accumulate your chill hours, which all citrus needs to form the buds for flower and bloom. They need to all be heat tolerant also. So every variety you select for cups must be able to grow under those high temperatures. So my favorite list at the moment that we've proven is basically limes, and we grew Persian limes. They love heat. The early pride has been successful. Meyer lemon, Ray Ruby grapefruit absolutely loves the heat units. It tends to produce more sugars under the high heat units, and so it's in the cups. Also, W. Murcott has done well, and Honey Murcott. Bingo's doing well. Notably, ones I can say that we haven't had success with that do not thrive in the heat have been the navel varieties. Quite obviously the blood orange, because you rely on its attractiveness to form the color pigment, the dark purple or red pigment. It does not form that under higher temperatures. So they look like Hamlin fruit in the cups. Nothing special. Sugarbell seems to be very tropical. It's doing great in the cups. And so does a new variety that's not released yet called BB4. And then lastly, but very excitingly, is the 914, a seedless hybrid of a grapefruit and a pomelo. And that has been released, as far as I understand, at least on the fast track. And that's a University of Florida variety also. And it's seedless and thrives in the heat. So that's the list, I think.
Any other points you'd like to share?
Okay, yes, it's work in progress, so obviously that's why we have field days, to educate and introduce people, education as well as introduction. Some people have never seen this, so I think this wasn't a successful field day in letting people see a real commercial cups of 10 acres per unit, and there's two units side by side, total of 20 acres. Roof height is 14 feet, and the trees are planted in the ground at commercial spacings of 8 by 15 feet density. Really, I mean, this is the nuts and bolts of a commercial enterprise, so it's not experimental. So we like to do both, and it's been a wonderful occasion to be in Jerry Mixon's cups here, which I think you've talked to also, and we appreciate the help we get with him.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.